act of intentional discrimination by tearing apart majority-minority congressional districts across our state. And we are not going to stand for it.
The search goes on for an Army vet believed to have shot and killed four people at the local bar he frequented in Anaconda, Montana, Friday night. Hot, dry weather fueling more wildfires in the West as fire season continues. Humanitarian airdrops continue in southern Gaza, even as aid groups say the recent changes in delivery of food and medicine have only been incremental. Food experts continuing to warn the worst-case scenario of famine is playing out in Gaza. This is ABC News. On his way back to Washington from his estate in Bedminster, New Jersey, President Trump told reporters he would be naming a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week. The president fired the head of the bureau when disappointing jobs numbers came out last week. ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more on why people are concerned.
The BLS plays a vital role in the U.S. economy because it provides the critical data, not just around jobs, but also around inflation, other key metrics that underpins the decisions that policymakers, investors, and businesses make. And in speaking to experts, they're concerned that by doing this, the president could be trying to manipulate the numbers to make him look good, or he nominates a replacement who is unqualified for that position.
In a move aimed at reducing tension, South Korea has begun removing the loudspeakers that for years have blasted propaganda across the border with North Korea. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This is your reminder that today, Monday, August 4th, the Price County Highway Department will be closing County Highway O between the intersections of Meridian Road and Pennington Road to all traffic due to a bridge replacement. There will not be a signed detour for this closure, so please plan accordingly. Once again, today, August 4th, the Price County Highway Department will be closing County Highway O between the intersections of Meridian Road and Pennington Road to all traffic due to a bridge replacement. There will be no signed detour for this closure, so please adjust your plans accordingly. The Price County Highway Department thanks you in advance for your patience during this much-needed bridge replacement project. Three things kids love the most: the park, Bubbles, and the Park Falls Public Library, all rolled up into one event. Bubble Master Jimmy Stork has traveled around the world, entertaining crowds with all his bubble magic. And on Tuesday, August 5th, in downtown Park Falls at Old A Park, he's bringing all of his fun and excitement right here to us. The Park Falls Public Library is hosting this free event, and we'll be welcoming kids age 6 and younger from 10 to 10:45, and their friends age 6 and older from 11 to 11:45. And they would like to let you know that rain will cancel this fun event, so please hope for a sunny day. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, August 5th at Old Ape Park in downtown Park Falls with kids age 6 and younger from 10 to 10:45, and children age 6 and older from 11 to 11:45. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity And then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage in our context. At least it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
If you follow that familiar smell of grilled pork through the fairgrounds, it'll take you to the pork shop. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and today we talk to Morgan Warwick. She's the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association. With the state fair still in full swing, that means Wisconsin Pork's pork shop is still busy feeding fairgoers. Recent renovations to the shop mean more pork chops can be served than ever before.
Yeah, so we were really trying to kind of upgrade and modernize a little bit, make things more efficient, make something that's easier to transport if we want to go to different events. And so that was a big asset. They were custom made. We had a great crew that did it and planned for them, and so we're learning each year, but like I said, in just its couple years here, we're really excited to be able to serve more pork out of it, and like I said, increase efficiency for everybody.
The pork shop expects to sell over 25,000 pieces of pork at this year's state fair. Morgan Warwick along with us. She's the program and marketing director for the Wisconsin Pork Association. Stick with us. I'll have a look at some more news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The DNR has mobilized fire control program staff across western United States and Canada. This is in an effort to combat increased wildfire activity and assist in suppression and protection efforts. Personnel and fire suppression equipment are allocated to these fires through mutual aid agreements. The agreement is outlined by federal firefighting agencies and the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact. The compact is comprised of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, Manitoba, and Ontario, Canada. Their main goal is to promote resource sharing throughout the Great Lakes region, including personnel, equipment, information, training, and technology. Nearly 70 large-scale wildfires are burning over 1 million acres in the U.S. The mobilized Wisconsin firefighters and engines are slated to be on assignment for 2 weeks or until the fire subsides. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta. The crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base five times, that sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Miko Harmon, Javon Buller, you know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52. 98 Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing.
Like a woman. Like a woman.
so beautiful. I'm here to remind you, you're my only one. Let me be the one to heal all the pain that it put you through with love like you never knew. Just let me show you.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I'll never make you cry.
And if I get scared,
I'll hold you tighter. When they try to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I promise I'll never make you cry.
And if I get scared,
I'll hold you tighter. When they try to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter.
I wanna believe that you got me, baby.
I swear I do.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
This old man and me were at the bar and we were having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said, these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drive by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. I was almost one boot out of the door when the kicked in 2, 3, 4. Blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a home. Tom said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. Yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came. Song came on. No, I wasn't gonna dream. Yeah, a country song came on.
Country.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
can promise you now, this love that I feel for you always will be. For you're not just time that I'm killing, I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men, if you wonder how long I'll be faithful, takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair, and if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they to see. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men, if you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Randy Travis at 98Q Country. I saw a clip over the weekend of Randy Travis singing with Josh Turner, and they were doing an old Randy Travis song. That's Josh Turner is like the next generation of Randy Travis, probably even a deeper voice, but Randy Travis can get down there pretty good. Good stuff, classic from Randy Travis. Good Monday to you. How you doing? Joel here, your morning guy, made it through the weekend. Hopefully you are no worse for the wear. We had a absolutely perfect weather-wise Flamborama weekend. Could not have been better. I struggle. Give me one thing. Give me one thing that could have been better weather-wise. All right. A little too hot for you? I mean, if you're out in the sun playing, if you're the center fielder on the softball team in a long inning, yeah, you get a little bit of sun. But let's be real here. It was perfect weather-wise. It cooled down at night. Not a drop of rain over the weekend, which is something that last couple of years of Flamborama we saw, I think at least one day, got washed out. So what a weekend. Hope it was good for you. A lot of people pulling together to make it all happen from beginning to end. And your morning guy had a lot going on. I'm tired. Tired this morning. Had a lot going on with events. It was fun to meet and see and greet some of you guys at our 98Q booth. The winner of our chair Friday night, Mandy Beshka, she won the chair Friday night with our laid-back summer giveaway. That was a lot of fun. Every one of our qualifiers showed up. Plus, we had a bonus qualifier. We had Merlin from the Nut Hut and the Deer Hunters Roundup fame. He was our bonus qualifier. So it was a good time. Thanks everybody for showing up, and I hope you had a good weekend. I'm hoping that you're waking up this morning, and as you open your eyes, the first thing that you see isn't bars going vertically. So, ouch, that hurt. That means maybe you overdid it just a little bit. Waking up in the clink here, hopefully this morning. So I hope you are well. We got a Monday, August the 4th, Flamborama done. That means that we start thinking a little bit about football, high school football practices will get going this week. Cross country, volleyball, all that stuff will get going here in the next couple of weeks. Packer preseason football on the way this weekend. And the Brewers continue to be the best team in baseball. They swept the Nationals out in Washington over the weekend. They're right back at it again today in Atlanta. They're taking on the Braves. This is a 1-2-3-3 game set. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 6:15. See, the people in Atlanta get it. You know, they pick a time and they go with it. 6:15, first pitch today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Atlanta has not had a good year at all. Not a great team, so maybe the Brewers can keep this going. Got a few injuries. Yeah, a few guys nicked up. Among others, Frelick and the Miz. He's on the injured list. So a few guys banged up. We got a gray area coming up a little bit later on this morning from 8 to 9. We'll talk about the carnival from the weekend. I discovered something. I've been broadcasting from carnivals and festivals for close to 40 years in my radio career, and I can't believe that I missed this all those years, and it came front and center and just slapped me in the face this weekend and just say, hey, you got to do this every year. So I'll share that during the gray area coming up after 8 with Mr. Greg Gunderson. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will try to remove the Democratic lawmakers from office who left the state if they don't return. They left and are now in Illinois, strongly protesting the rare mid-decade redistricting backed by President Trump. Democratic lawmaker Chris Turner.
They are engaged in an illegal act of intentional discrimination by tearing apart majority-minority congressional districts across our state. And we are not going to stand for it.
The search goes on for an Army vet believed to have shot and killed 4 people at the local bar he frequented in Anaconda, Montana, Friday night. Hot, dry weather fueling more wildfires in the West as fire season continues. Humanitarian airdrops continue in southern Gaza, even as aid groups say the recent changes in delivery of food and medicine have only been incremental. Food experts continuing to warn the worst-case scenario of famine is playing out in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A recent smart asset study has found that Price County has ranked 6th among all the counties in Wisconsin for places to retire. This study assessed 3 factors for counties across the U.S., which were tax friendliness, medical care, and social opportunities. Coming in first in Wisconsin was Richland County, 2nd was Sawyer, and 3rd was Ozaukee. Price County comes in front of Wood County at 7th, and behind Kewaunee at number 5. Thursday, August 7th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a youth tie-dye workshop over at the Phillips Public Library. Registration is required, and you can register by stopping in at the front desk of the library or calling 715-339-2868. And each person will receive a bandana to tie-dye, or you can bring your own article of white cotton clothing from home. This is open to ages 7 to 18, and is brought to you at no charge. This workshop will be taking place outside, but the option of going indoors if there's rain is present. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, August 7th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. And remember, either stop in person at the library before the event to register, or call 715-339-2868. A Wisconsin county is currently being used as an example in the debate over illegal immigration. Savannah Tomey Olson explains why.
The Dane County Sheriff's Office says a woman was driving drunk when she got into a crash that ended up killing two Minnesota teenagers. It happened July 20th in the town of Vienna, and the controversy began after the tragedy. The alleged drunk driver, 30-year-old Noelia Martinez, is here illegally from Honduras. So after her arrest, Immigration and Customs Enforcement asked the Dane County Sheriff's Office to put a detainer on Martinez. That would mean if she made bail, the sheriff's office would keep her in custody so ICE could start the process to deport her. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not honor those detainers. They're a request and not legally binding. Instead, they wait for an arrest warrant signed by a judge. Sheriff Barrett.
This is about the process and not about politics.
That set off a firestorm. Barrett has now received criticism directly from the Department of Homeland Security. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin called Dane County a sanctuary community, and Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany lashed out at Sheriff Barrett on X. I asked Barrett about that.
It's typical, right? It's very typical, very expected. They take one little thing, they harp on the word sanctuary city, and they're trying to turn it into something that it's not. I do know that there are extremes, and those that are on the extreme side of this are going to believe what they want no matter what. But I do know there's a significant amount of people that are in the middle that are going to listen to this and move towards understanding really what this is about and not be jaded by the political theatrics of this.
Barrett also said deporting Martinez would be like giving her a free ticket home instead of justice for the two lives lost. The next hearing in the case is September 22nd. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta. The crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base five times. That sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Miko Harmon, Javon Buller, you know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
98Q Country. Country.
Another night in a hayfield till she climbed down off of them four wheels. Yeah, yeah.
Soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me and asked if I was here alone. And I said, yeah, yeah, like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah, girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah, yeah. And I tried it, a little fruity, but she asked if I liked it. So I said, yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod. Kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah, yeah. Said no, no, no. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so, whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the summer.
Pretty hot, isn't it?
Cool summer sound.
98Q Country.
A lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. In this old guitar, this life I'm bound to live ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me, you know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Shot gamble.
I could love you like the devil if you wanted me to tonight. And we could talk about forever for a day or two, but I still got
Country.
Dasha with Austin there. Song from a few months back. 54, wake up temp, by the way. We'll get to about 78 today. 80, it looks like, for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Could heat up into the mid-80s, possibly, on Friday and Saturday. There's little, if any, rain in the forecast between now and the weekend. Could see a little bit midweek or so, but mainly dry conditions. The air quality thing still continues. They seem to extend that out day by day, but all indications are is that there's still going to be some of that Canadian wildfire smoke lingering probably through the week, although the air quality alert is scheduled to expire at noon. I think we know better from the last 4 or 5 days that that'll probably be extended out. It is a Monday post-Flamborama morning. hard to get it going. For those of you who are able to take a day off or maybe a half a day off after the Flamborama weekend, you are smarter than the most of us, than the most of us. I was kind of planning on sleeping in and taking a little time off this morning, and then I got to the end of the weekend and just like, well, I didn't really prepare for that. So you know how it is when you think, well, I'm going to take this day off, and then it gets closer to the day, and then you think of all the things you got to do the day before in order to take that day off, and you're like, eh, maybe I'll just go in. So that's where I'm at today. We got the gray area coming up. Observations from Flamborama weekend and a revelation by your morning show guy yesterday. I had a revelation at Flamborama, just like, what was I thinking? All my years in radio, what was I thinking? Why didn't I do this? It's a good parade, huh? Good parade yesterday. Great car show. Record setting, over 100 cars up at the car show over the weekend. Hope it was a good weekend for you. Certainly everything lined up to make it that way. We have news and sports. We do that twice an hour. Get Gray in here for the gray area after 8. Have a little chat about the weekend and other stuff. Get you some words of wisdom. We focus on the family each weekday morning at this time.
We all want our children to excel, but for a lot of parents, good isn't good enough. They want their children to be superstars. And the biggest fear these moms and dads face is discovering that their kids are, well, ordinary. You'll know you struggle with that fear if you're worried every time your child's report card comes due, or when your son or daughter plays a sport or takes up an instrument. Every drop ball, flat note, or less than stellar grade serves as a reminder that your child isn't a sports hero, a music prodigy, or even a math Olympiad. He or she is just a normal, average kid. But really, what's so bad about being ordinary? The majority of families and communities aren't made of superstars. Our country has been built on the accomplishments of ordinary, average people who get up every day, work hard, and care about the people around them. Not every child will be a genius, a gifted musician, or an athlete. The good news is they don't have to be successful. If you really want your children to be standouts in life, teach them to be extraordinary in their character. As the old quote goes, good character is more to be praised than outstanding talent. And that's because superstar talent is rare. But anyone, even us ordinary folks, can build good character that lifts every circumstance in life. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and he's calling his people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at TruthRising.com. That's TruthRising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Len Stankle, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime? Wow. It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
98Q Country.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas lawmakers were scheduled to vote this afternoon on a measure that would strengthen President Trump's majority in Congress, but, says ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas,
Texas House Democrats have responded by leaving the state and heading to Chicago in an attempt to deny a quorum and prevent a vote on the GOP-drawn map. Republican Governor Greg Abbott accuses the absent lawmakers of a dereliction of their duty, reminding them that they could be fined, arrested, or kicked out of office for leaving in the middle of a special legislative session.
Democrats say the rare mid-decade redistricting is discriminatory and a violation of the Voting Rights Act. President Trump says he will appoint a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week. He fired the previous director when poor jobs numbers came out on Friday. Tariffs on almost all of America's trading partners kick in this week.